Having reached the point of decision, gonna say yes to Jesus, letting go of the devil's derision. The waters are deep and swift, it's a struggle each step of the way, but I'll keep my eyes on Jesus. I'm headed to a brand new day. I'm crossing the Jordan, I'm crossing to the other side, to the land of promise, where God's blessing I will find. I'm crossing the Jordan, I'm crossing to the other side, to the land of promise, where God's blessings I will find.
And we are here, recording live. Praise the Lord! It's good to be rolling through the Smoky Mountains of North Carolina with y'all. It's important to document where we are at times, in the vicinity at least of the geographic area. It is Wednesday, January 4th, the year of our Lord, 2023, baby! We are so far into the future, man. We're like, what is this, 7 years beyond the future that Back to the Future envisioned? And what do we got? I'll tell you what we got. We got flying cars. We got, you know, self-drying jackets. No, we don't got none of that. At least not the normies. Not the little slaves of the prison planet. You get to drive around very, very old technology. You get to pretend like you're excited about a 100-year-old design of the space shuttle rockets going up there that are designed by very, very old inventors. Excuse me. I'm driving, so I don't have my cough button. My goats all sound like this. They're like, like, what's wrong with you? That's not going to make me want to give you more treats today. They just look at you and they're like, so the latest joke of my family is just to look at somebody and you want them to do something and you're like, all right, none of that. What kind of futuristic technology do we get to fawn over? Is it, wow, electric cars? Yeah, baby, that's like also very, very old. There's old videos of people driving a car with electricity back in the Ford T model days. Like the very first movies that were made, you have videos of people driving electric cars. What kind of advanced technologies do we get to have? Oh, wow, what's that weird black rectangle that's always in your hand that you have carpal tunnel because you gotta always hold it? Can't go for a jog without it. Can't drive without it. In fact, I'm podcasting from one right now. Well, I've decided to call these things demonic, black, satanic orifices. Yes, you hold not a portal to heaven, not a way to transmit the glory of God into the universe. It is a portal through which the devil controls society. I'm not saying that you personally are subscribed to that system, but the plan of the enemy, the plan of the dark side, is to get you all wired in to an artificial intelligence, black hole, demonic energy. Watch those CERN openings, the portals in Europe that they did, these weird shamanic satanic dances. These are nothing more than satanic orifices. The orifices of Satan that you peer into. It doesn't even deserve the title portal. It's linked into companies that promote abortion, that promote pedophilia, that promote the extermination of very innocent Chinese people at Foxconn in China, Apple cutting off airdrop so that the Chinese protesters can't even share footage during their historic giant protests across China. That needs to be the news, bigger than whatever McCarthy and the Speaker of the House and whatever garbage we're being fed about the government. Now we know how deep the deep state goes, all the way very deep through the demonic orifices. So what do we do against it? Well, I'm working hard to promote podcasters and work with people that are from high-level institutions that are interested in reaching out to satanic ritual abuse victims, super soldier programs, to actually create a continuation, a dialogue, platforms of speech, of communication. We don't need high-definition video to communicate with each other, guys. I mean, I know you are good-looking and beautiful. I know it's really enhancing to the experience when you get to look into somebody's eyes when they talk to you. But that's just a luxury, guys. Like, really, a phone is for communication. It's for voice. It's great to see mommy and grandma when you make a phone call and you can actually see them, and it's amazing. But nowadays, even with the technology, we still just want to talk to mommy and grandma. We don't need to see their faces. And that's the same with all the other stuff. So unless you have millions of dollars to pay for your own bandwidth and do it your own way, I'm sorry, but we're going to be resorting to audio for the free world, for the warriors on the boots on the ground. Now, if you're InfoWars or Steve Bannon or Mike Lindell or somebody that's got the money and the funding, then great, you know, get video, because we need to see those documents. Gotta see those documents. So, back to the bigger picture here. I've been getting dreams recently, very interesting dreams I'd like to share as soon as I get off the highway here and it's a little less windy. And the, I'm driving a car with one of the windows is bashed in. I've been trying to fix this thing. I'm not trying to be cheap about it. It's just like, trying to go through mechanics, local people, going to junkyards to try to fix stuff and get some parts and whatever. It's a lesson in how society is breaking down. The supply chain is lagging greatly. I was at the grocery store. One lady was walking by me, and for some reason, she just started talking to me. I mean, I look pretty rough. I haven't shaved in a long time. I've got really long hair. I've got this like constant serious look in my eyes, but maybe I smiled or something enough that she was like,
"Is it really normal that eggs are $6 for a carton of eggs?"
And I'm like, well, you know, they're, on purpose, people are shutting down the supply chain so that artificially they're making food extremely expensive. And there were a number of people around us, and she just kind of went like, "Okay, thank you," and just like quickly walked away. I thought, wow, there's no desire for engagement of conversation. Like, I guess I do look a little rough. I should probably try to dress a little nicer. I've got my, like, farm work boots. But, dude, I live in a tiny town in the mountains. Like, that's normal garb. This ain't Miami or Naples, Florida, or some hoity-toity town in San Diego or New Jersey. Or This is... North Carolina. Anyway, I think about that constantly. Like, the supply chain is shutting down. That's the tip on the tongue of my what I'm thinking about. When people talk about Starbucks coffee, the first thing on my mind is, well, oh, oops, I accidentally sipped on a little sip of this demonic coffee, and it looks like a little baby leg got slurped up my straw, and is that a baby arm? Oh, wow. It kind of tastes like kind of the puree refuse of the carcasses of aborted fetal tissue whenever I drink this Starbucks, because that's what they support. So why are you drinking, why are you giving money to the demonic mermaid, Nephilim, horror goddess witch creature from the Black Lagoon that psycho brainwashes you to think that it's pretty? I've noticed with a lot of new age people, like, they like to present themselves sexually, but it's in a yucky way. Like, it's not even, like, there's a certain level of, there's more allure to being conservative, actually, naturally, than to, like, spread your legs or, like, just not wear any clothes. At some point, it's not sexy. It's not It's too revealing. Like, there's no room for the imagination to work. And to bring back to where we're going with the phones and with developing an off-grid society, and I hope that Elon will get off his butt and stop playing with Twitter like a little dork and actually do something practical, like help build an infrastructure outside of Google and Apple, these horrible tyrants. Your phones rule your life. You are the commodity. You don't even own your demonic orifice of a phone. That is owned by those companies. Just try to do anything with your iPhone apart from Apple, the company. You can't. Google is in control of your life when you use an Android, pretty much. But if you'll just get over the fact that you don't need to be a crystal tit witch new ager showing off, you know, and really actually turning off people, spreading your legs wide and in front of the screens and using way too much makeup, not very skillfully. There's a skill to grooming and, I mean, like facial grooming and hygiene. If you could just maybe be content with a little bit less bandwidth or just an audio, you might actually reach more people in the long run. And I mean that we are being censored on all the big tech platforms, and that is an honor. And although I am going to try to use all the platforms like TikTok and YouTube and Twitter and garbagey things like that, when it comes down to it, we need to remember that the information is what is important. The quality and the veracity of the information is what is important, not the number of followers, not the subscriber count. Is what you're saying true or not? Have you been spending time in the Word of God or not? Are you well-versed in the truth? Or are you well-versed in the latest updates of political blobbity goobity goop? Believe me, Satan would love you to just think about nothing else but Ron DeSantis and Donald and Biden. Or like a ditzy Alexandria or Ocasio-Cortez, or you name it. The devil would love you to be thinking about that all the time and not about what does Isaiah chapter 44 say. Well, you want to know what it says? Open your Bible or go to my Telegram. I just posted a little audio file of Alexander Skourbi reading Isaiah chapter 44. Brilliant, brilliant reading of the Bible. You need to be more aware of what the Bible says than what
Joe Biden
says, or
Dr. Fauci,
or
using vaccines for the kids.
You know, all these Saturday morning cartoon villains that seem to occupy a little bit too much of our brain. And if you have problems in your family or your life or your pet goats, and they occupy all your brain all the time, maybe evict certain occupants of your mind and begin to open the doors of your heart. You know, get quiet and just tell the Lord, I open the gates of my heart to you, O God. Don't matter how dirty you feel inside, let him come in and clean you up. All right, I want to talk about some dreams. We'll continue this transmission in just a moment. It is a mission of a transmission, and your voice is important. And don't let anybody distract you with their Instagrams, all the prostitutes on TikTok, and really a lot of these people are human trafficked. So just let's be honest. Pornography has taken over most of the internet, and we need to stop feeding that. So let's get into some actual cool supernatural stuff. And I've got a lot of announcements, actually. So let's listen to the rest of this cheesy Christian song that I love. And oh my gosh, I accidentally got locked out of my account. Okay, this is going to be part one.